No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, a co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis, and our buddy Eric is with us from MyFlightBook.com to help us out on Just Plain Radio today. So we have an extra crew member on Just Plain Radio, and we welcome him aboard with open arms. And it's better that he's the parasitic drag than me.
No, he's not the parasitic drag. He's an ATP rated pilot now, so he's got even me outclassed.
He's pulling rank already.
Yes.
Okay. Well, whatever.
And he deserves it.
I'll take the demotion, and we'll just move on. So Dennis is actually, he's been hanging with Eric the last few days at the Flight Sim Expo, which we talked about a little bit last week, and it was going on last weekend, and you were there, and you saw all kinds of cool computer, aviation flight sim stuff, right, Dennis, or what?
It ran the gamut. There was literally a 737 sim that someone had set up that was literally made out of cardboard and printed, and, you know, with a throttle and a few things on it to pull up. There was a tube-seat Airbus simulator that rivaled the one that we actually used for our ATP CTP classes in Kissimmee.
Wow.
That's how the fidelity that you're able to get for home. It's just how much do you want to spend, but it's all available for the consumer.
Look at that.
Absolutely amazing.
So Eric, you were there too. Was that the main standout from the show from your perspective as well?
Yeah, that was actually pretty impressive, but I think at sort of a higher level, I guess, you know, as a pilot, I hadn't appreciated until this just how seriously a lot of people take their simulation. They spend an insane amount of money and an insane amount of time on this because it's a passion. There was a crew there that was recreating in a simulator a 747 round the world flight, where they're literally sitting in the simulator, three-person crew, for 8 hours simulating flight over the open ocean. Software services where you can reserve a simulated N number. And if you fly that simulated N number from Atlanta to JFK, then the next pilot who wants to fly it has to pick it up in JFK with whatever fuel you left it at, and it'll coordinate all of this. And so the level of realism that people put into this, it was jaw-dropping, actually. I think it's great.
Yes. Okay. So you were impressed. You didn't necessarily think these folks needed therapy or anything.
Well, of course they do.
There's a little bit of that, but
okay,
exactly. We're pilots, and so are they. And I thought about you a lot, going, you know what? This might actually solve Greg's problem, because these guys are just as much pilots as we are, and they're in their cockpits, sitting at home and flying. They're picking up flights and taking trips, and there we go. Greg, maybe that's what you need to do. We'll just get you a better flight simulator, and you can just, you know, that'll be your role in life.
I just practice in spare time. Or during the commercial breaks, something like that.
Well, both Dennis and I have certified FAA flight simulators at home. Very basic ones, but we are allowed to count them. And what's interesting is that both Dennis and I mostly approach this from the perspective of we're using it to keep current. And so a lot of people there are not using it to keep current. They want to do the fighter pilot missions or the can I do the takeoffs and landings at these hard fields? And they want the scenery and all of that. But one of the other things that I thought was really fascinating was that for a long time, they have had services where you can plug in with real air traffic controllers. And this is a paid service. And while you're doing your simulated flight, they will give you vectors and clearances and traffic call-outs and things like that. But now there are AI tools that will do this for simulated flight. And what an amazing training opportunity that is if you want to be a real pilot, to get used to having that kind of the rhythm of the calls, what to expect, the phraseology, and all of that.
That is impressive. Matter of fact, I think I saw a highlight video on YouTube from one of the people that were there at the show, and they were spotlighting that AI. So the AI, is it an AI traffic controller, Dennis? I mean, is it like it's generated by AI and they're talking back and giving you information? And if you say the right thing, like that is correct, or no, repeat yourself or what?
All of that happens. Wow. It's not just generating the air traffic controller in AI, but it's actually generating the air traffic. So you can be flying your simulator at home, but actually have to compete with other aircraft that are holding on the runway, and you might have to go around, or maybe you've got five other airplanes in the pattern and you're waiting to get cleared to land. All of that kind of stuff is all being simulated in AI, and the air traffic controller is giving you instructions, issuing you vectors for the approach. All of that kind of stuff is happening. Adding to the realism, when you know it isn't enough now to just have a good computer with a good graphics card and have your home airport rendered in high fidelity. No, there is complete replicas of an Airbus A320 dash cockpit, flight management, and overhead panels. We even saw a Boeing 737 throttle quadrant with the big trim wheels, the levers, fully motorized so that the takeoff, go around, and auto throttles all behave just like in the real airplane. When you go to takeoff, you hit the takeoff, go around button, like in the sim, your throttles actually advance forward to the setting that you put in your flight management system, which, by the way, you have a keypad within its own screen that behaves exactly like the real one in the actual simulator. It's scary how accurate this stuff is.
Wow. So how much did you guys spend? First, Dennis, how much? What'd you buy?
Actually, I didn't buy anything at the show. I have a laundry list of things to get later, but I could have spent a lot of money at the show.
Eric?
That throttle,
I did spend money. Dennis, a few weeks ago on the show, mentioned that you can get from a company in China a full, it's called an MCP, the glare shield, the autopilot for the 737 and the FMS. Which is both of which work in Microsoft Flight Simulator, but they're really hard to do on the screen with a mouse. And so these have the physical dials and the physical buttons that you can press, and then you don't have to take up screen real estate for them either. So I finally broke down and bought each of those for a crazy low price. My confirmation code came, or my confirmation email came entirely in kanji, so I hope it's actually on its way.
But yeah, it's always 50-50 when it's coming from China, maybe. But
we're talking low hundreds of dollars, not thousands of dollars. That's right. The amazing thing, and the amount of stuff that you're getting. It was just, it's a complete panel. I mean, pilot and co-pilot sides were included. And, that's a pretty inexpensive way to build that whole home simulator.
Yeah. Well, that sounds impressive. Like I said, I saw a YouTube video of somebody who was there. It was a bunch of social media people were there at the event. So, yeah, what was the crowd like, Dennis? Was it was there a ton of YouTubers there that were just there like, hey, this is a gaming convention? Or were these real pilots or a mix or what?
It was a mix. I got there Friday and actually got to see the product launches. They had over 2,000 people in an auditorium watching presentations from all these different companies with services, products, applications, simulated aircraft, things like that. And then the show floor opened up Friday night, and we were there on Saturday to walk it, and it was just packed. But we had walked off the floor, and we're talking about something about my flight book, and one of the patrons approached us and says, "Are you guys real pilots?" Yes, actually. And turns out he was an instructor as well and was looking at this stuff and recognized Eric from my flight book. He's like, "Dude, I use your application. You're the guy." I mean, it was pretty cool to be recognized in the wild like that. So
yeah. Well, there you go. So he was recognized. You weren't, because it's just plain radio.
I had the shirt on, but they didn't notice it, even though I wore the green one.
Well, face for radio, that kind of thing. It goes with the territory. You can go incognito. We'll go with that. All right, more coming up on Just Plain Radio. Stay close.
Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Nothing beats a local when you're in a jam. And that's just one of the many benefits of having the Fly Like a Local app on your phone. Download and subscribe now for access to over 20,000 airports all across America with personal messaging and airport chat. Connecting with a local when you need it most is what makes the Fly Like a Local app invaluable and truly unique, especially when the FBO is closed and no one's around. So help out your fellow pilots and help yourself and join the community. Go to flylikealocal.com or download the app Fly Like a Local from the App Store. Or now.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need an escape from reality for a while? Your favorite scuba action star, Mike Scott, is back in an all-new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From the brilliant mind of author Eric Douglas comes the thriller that started it all. Listen as Mike unravels the death of a girl, the protest of new development, and the systemic destruction of coral reefs, all against the stunning backdrop of Grand Cayman Island. This one's got it all. Submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface. When he was ready and completely relaxed, he wrapped his arms through the straps of the sea cushion and gently slid into the water.
Dive back into adventure with Cayman Cowboys. Also available, Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish. Download all 5 audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.